Imagine that you are a 14-year-old child who just got put into sex trafficking. You are kidnapped into sex trafficking. Your innocence has been taken away from you by so many people that you don't even know. According to Ark of Hope for Children.org, 50% of victims are estimated to be children in the United States, and there is an estimated amount of 1.5 million victims of sex trafficking in the United States. We need to realize that there are children as old as many of us that are living a nightmare every day being involved in child sex trafficking. According to BBC.com, they stated, in the last 18 months, the children aged between 2 and 17 were identified as victims of modern slavery and human trafficking.
For some people, they get involved in child sex trafficking because they're being tricked into it. An example of this is Eva's story from a BBC.com article. Eva was brought to Wales when she was a teenager and tricked into prostitution when she was offered a job. Once taken, she suffered from abuse. She stated, "My back used to be black and blue." The article also stated she was forced to work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Take a moment to picture what your life would look like and feel like if you were forced against your will to work in prostitution. Child sex trafficking is happening all over the world. A recent Wikipedia article noted that in 2014 Global Slavery Index, there are about 36 million victims of trafficking in the world, and nearly two-thirds of the people are from Asia. Quantium.org lists the main reasons why child sex trafficking is happening. They listed poverty, humanitarian crises, lack of education, the absence of birth registration, lucrative activity, insufficient or unenforced legislation, and international adoption. There is a bucket full of negative impacts that children have to go through from sex trafficking. According to HumanTraffickingSearch.org, victims of sex trafficking can have physical, psychological, emotional, and social impacts. The impacts affect a child's emotional, physical, and overall psychological development. Many children that have experienced sex trafficking get early exposure to health risks, such as HIV/AIDS and mental health problems. HumanTraffickingSearch.org goes on to state that several studies indicate high levels of post-traumatic stress disorder in formerly trafficked persons. How different would your life be if the negative impacts of child sex trafficking were part of your life? There are many children in our world today that are the same age as us that are involved in child sex trafficking. Born into or kidnapped into trafficking, there are many children suffering from the negative effects from trafficking. You might be wondering how you can effectively help children who are suffering from sex trafficking. Well, I can tell you how you can possibly help. Something that you can do to help is you can simply look for the signs of child sex trafficking in your community. Well, what are the signs of child sex trafficking? According to NSPCC.org, some of the signs of child sex trafficking is a child lives in a substandard accommodation, has no access to the parents or guardian, is seen in inappropriate places such as brothels or factories, and much more. I chose to share this information with you because I am strongly against the sex trafficking industry. And it's hard for me to believe that there are children in our world today that are being put into child sex trafficking. I wanted to inform those who don't really know what it is like for those that have experienced what it's like to be in the sex industry.